Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, how much did you pay in state income taxes last year? How much? You have to tell me just how much. Did you pay $2,000, $1,000, $15,000, $200,000? How much did you pay? Well, whatever it was, Robin Voss is wasting it. He has paid so far the law firm of Morterra and Consovoy $103,000 to think about how he can gerrymander for the next 10 years. And he's paid a local Madison law firm money simply to sign whatever Morterra and Consovoy, who are out-of-state lawyers, decide to file. Piece of good news, trial court issued an injunction preventing him from going forward with it. The overall contract would be over $1 million. State tax dollars. 10 years ago, it was $3.5 million. That was 10 years ago. The good news is yesterday, an appeals court upheld the lower court. They will not let the Republicans use taxpayer money to gerrymander the state. But he's already paid Morterra and Consovoy $103,000. $103,000. Did you pay $103,000 in taxes last year? Have you paid that much in state taxes in your entire life? Whatever you've paid just went down the drain to Morterra and Consovoy to gerrymander the state again to further vandalize and injure the state. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. Kind of, we must be thinking on the same page. Just what you're talking about, Robin Voss and all this radical right-wing group. They waste money, our money, and not in the millions. If you add it up, it's in the billions collectively, chasing their tails on these ridiculous requests that nobody, and when I say nobody, but in a popular vote, they wouldn't win. They would lose. These have been referendums. These have been questions asked many times, but yet they keep pushing this agenda. I was with one a while back, and I asked him, are you going to be part of the problem or the solution? You know what he told me? Oh, there's another part to that. I said, no. You only have two choices. You're either part of the problem or part of the solution. Don't give me a third choice, because that's the problem. You guys think there's always an alternative or a wiggle room for this. No, there is no wiggle room. You guys are bent on destroying our state and our country. This has been upheld through centuries. We aren't going to let a bunch of rubes like you guys insult our intelligence by wasting all this time chasing all this ridiculous stuff like Fauci and all this other stuff. They chased Fauci, yet Dr. Trump, under his watch, lost over 500,000 people. He said it'd be gone by spring. What happened? They don't even attack that. Yesterday, when Giuliani's law license was suspended, I went to Fox figuring, well, maybe Fox is going to carry it. They won't touch that with a 10-foot pole. They won't touch it because they have to make a comment. So, Matt, again, thanks for letting me, speak my piece in the morning. We have to look at these worthless people and say, you're done. Find another job. Robin, go home and pop popcorn, but don't waste my money. Do not waste my money. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. As always, articulate and passionate, and you hit the nail on the head. And Voss has already paid this out-of-state lawyer $103,000. It's a lot of money in state taxes. Most people don't pay that in their lives, or they barely pay that in their lives. It goes right down the drain. And here's another thing that he's done, and this will frost you even more. Robin Voss is paying retired police officers over $20,000 to, quote, investigate, end quote, the 2020 election, the big lie. He signed a three-month contract with a retired police officer named Mike Sandvik for $3,200 a month, taxpayer money. He signed the same contract with a retired police officer named Stephen Page, $3,200 a month. He's also about to hire a third lawyer and an attorney, all at taxpayer expense, to investigate an election that was certified by the Secretary of State and by the governor that was a subject of legal action. The cases were thrown out. There was a recount. There was a canvass of the vote. The Republicans wanted only Milwaukee and Madison. Maybe they threw in Green Bay, I forget. Cover their tracks. And you know what happened with that recount? Joe Biden got a few hundred extra votes that hadn't been counted for him. Why is he hiring people at $3,200 a month and a lawyer who will charge hundreds of dollars an hour to, quote, investigate, end quote, the November 3rd election? It's to contribute to the big lie. Robin Voss is much more feline, much sneakier than a lot of the national Republicans. He'll say, I'm not saying there's anything there. I'm just saying that maybe there's something there, so let's look at it. That contributes to the big lie. That contributes to people doubting our democracy, which in the long run destroys our country, betrays our country. The reason why nobody has gone into court to stop Robin Voss from this expenditure, although they did go into court to stop him from the gerrymandering thing, is because technically the legislature has the right to investigate things. But they're supposed to use the Attorney General's office. Attorney General gets paid a salary. He has a full law firm over there, many, many lawyers at state expense. The correct procedure under the law and the Constitution is for Robin Voss to write a letter to the Attorney General demanding that he put a lawyer on investigating the election. And Josh Call can do one of two things. He can say, I've looked at it. I'm satisfied that the Secretary of State and the governor had it right. And here are our findings. Or he puts Joe Jones, he puts some kind of attorney general on it who looks at it and come back with the same thing. One of the problems with using retired police officers is they're entitled to carry weapons, entitled to carry them open carry. They have arrest power. And in the case of Mike Sandvik, he had worked for the Republican Party here in Texas. And he is part of that wing of the party that attacks the results of the election. So we know what he's going to come back and say. But the problem is he's going to go around the state to poll workers. He'll go to Mabel of Jim Falls. He will go to Agnes of Keewaskum, to their house. And they'll say, Agnes, can you tell me the bad things that happen? And they'll be scared, frankly. And they'll tell the truth. He's not going to find anything, but they're not going to do it again. They will not go to the polls again. And that's what's happening, is harassment of poll workers. What this is really doing is in the future, come back and have the administration of elections in this country and in this state severely compromised. Have the Republicans take it over. Remember Stalin's dictum? Joseph Stalin murdered 20 million people in the Gulag. And he once said, it doesn't matter who people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. Voss wants to count the votes. This is the start at your expense of intimidating poll workers and making the administration of the elections the next time more difficult. So anybody listening to this, maybe who's a little younger, volunteer to be a poll worker. Don't put up with this stuff. Volunteer to be a poll worker. Now, what I can't understand is I would have started a lawsuit on this, these various groups that sued, for instance, over the defending the mask requirement, the groups that defended the position that he shouldn't be using public money to gerrymander the legislature. And I think a good judge would look at this and say, yeah, Robin Voss, you have a right to investigate. Go ahead. Your remedy is use the Attorney General's office. The Attorney General can say whether or not he has a conflict, not you. It's the lawyer who says it. The Attorney General says there's no conflict. Okay. Assuming that's a legitimate request, here's the response. The Secretary of the State and the governor certified it was recounted several times. End of story. What you're doing is hiring people who are simply had made preordained conclusions about things using taxpayer money to intimidate poll workers. And I'm not going to permit that. You're enjoined from doing it. In fact, I would go further. There is a procedure that I have used in litigation. When you have a problem litigant like that, you enter a precautionary order and you say, Robin Voss, you may not file, or the Republican legislature may not file any future actions at all in the Wisconsin courts without clearing it with me. You send it to me. The other side has no obligation to respond. I don't want their response, and I'll read it. And if I think that it's another fraudulent case, you're even barred from filing it as a lawsuit requiring a 20-day response by a defendant. This is fraud. This is what's happening is fraud. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. We have a little time before the break. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Oh, Mike Pence is now a hero. Did you know that? Because of what he did on the 20th of January.
I hadn't heard.
Tell here's me the thing. Well, here's the thing. What did he do between the election and the 20th? Sat on his hands and let the lie continue. Here's the way I see Mike Pence. Let me know what you think. He thought for sure they were going to lose and that he'd ride in on his white horse 4 years later in 2020 and save the Republican Party. He never thought in a million years that Trump and himself would become president and vice president. And it was an accident. And now his political career is ruined. Thankfully, but I'm sorry, at the expense of the country, but to put this out there that he's now a hero because of what he did on the 20th? No, not having it.
You know, I think you're onto something, and I think you're onto this. Remember, right now, people are going, oh, he's a hero because they want to hang Mike Pence. They had gallows there, just like when they beheaded Marie Antoinette in the Place de Concorde in Paris in the late 1700s. And so Mike Pence is what? He's a good guy? No, he's not a good guy. Mike Pence is terrible. We don't want him as president. And if he runs, he has a real problem now. How do you get guys who said hang him, who wanted to hang him, to vote for him? And how do you get the mainstream to vote for him when he was Trump's guy? So get rid of Mike Pence. Figuratively, don't hang him physically, but figuratively, no more Mike Pence. We're going to the break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.